conversation with Mr. Biryani. Simon Tov Reish Samach Tes in Hilchos Lulav. And we are up to the last Amud in Hilchos Lulav. Here's a Shem on Sunday. We'll be starting Hilchos Hanukkah. And we are in the Ramah, in the Tov Reish Samach Tes, in the middle of Sif Aleph. We're discussing the halachas of Simchas Torah. It should always be a Simchas Torah for everybody. And I'm here learning Yaini on the way up to Tzvas. Real big Simchas Torah. Chaver here in the back of me, by Akiva, and Rabbeinu Nitzav Avraham Melov, and my Chavrusa Mendel Katz.
Yeah,
we're learning Shtag.
On the way to Tzvas,
and here we go. So the Rambam says one of the Minhagim on Simchas Torah is the Noagin Shamasayim Atayra, the Amasil Bereishis, Noipim the Davos Rekayim Atayim Lasos Mishnah. The Minhag is the one who Shamasayim the Torah, the Amasil Bereishis. The Chassan Taira and the Chassan Bereishis, they go ahead and they pledge tzedakah and Kairin Lachairin Lasayis Mishnah. What do? They invite others to a party, to a Suda. And this is big. This is exciting. That's where the whole minhag for Chassan Taira and the Chassan Bereishis making a big Kiddush, okay, comes from. Let's see, Sib Zayin, but now again, might be the Dabbos. We are Menu, a minhag, Shekola Olin. Today, the minhag is that all the island, all Mosek and Aliyah is on Simchas Torah, Nidrin the Davos, they give donations to the Tzarchei Beis HaMedrash, they give donations to the Beis HaMedrash, to Lahachzik Lomdei Torah. Specifically, this is money that goes to the Beis HaMedrash and goes to those that are going to strengthen the Lomdei. They give money to strengthen the Lomdei Torah, to the Kailal, Yeshivas, those learning, the Beis HaMedrash. And in the Aseret, in other yeshivas, some adding, this is not the Mishnah Berurah, we raffle off the aliyahs, the Daven Gemara, the Daven B'yoni, if anyone, Sif Katan Ches, the Kairim La'Cheirim, and the one who gets the Chasim Torah, the Chasim Rishis, the Rama said, invites others to come and join them in a Mishnah, a festive meal, the Gan, Abel, Yisroch Shnei Masaf Chedesh, Yochal Lechol Al Suda Mishnah Zu. And he says, even in Abel, in his name is Achadish, in 12 months, he's committed to eat at this specific Suda Smitzah. Generally, an Abel, within 12 months of losing a parent, cannot join a Suda Smitzah. Or, not necessarily a Suda Smitzah, but they can't join a party. And there's a Machlokes, a Paiskin, whether he can join a Siyam. Any suda that's for a seal. We all agree that he can participate in a celebration of his own seal. And since the completion of the Torah, Simchas Torah, is considered everyone's seal, everyone participated by going ahead and listening to the Kriyas HaTorah, therefore the adult can join in this suda's mitzvah. Now, the Ramah, we saw earlier, said that a Avel should not join in the Hakafos of Sukkos. So the Poskim of Machlokes, whether this applies to the Hakafos of Simchas Torah as well. In other words, back there we're talking about the Hakafos going around with the Lulav. So the Poskim discuss what about the actual Hakafos of Simchas Torah. So many Poskim Paskin that a Avel should not dance during Simchas Torah, but can walk around the Bima with the Torah, which is generally done at the beginning of each Hakafa, before the dancing begins. However, Rav Yosef Al-Yashik, Yosef Shalom Al-Yashik, Kravitz Shuk, as he passes the Avel, enjoying the dancing, provided that his participation is of a lesser degree than usual. Chaim Kanievsky, however, Nishay Yisrael, he says, according to Father Nish, that Avel can dance by holding a Torah. He holds a Torah. And he need not merely walk around the Bima. All agree that he could be in attendance during dancing, and the others can dance in front of him. Now, if the Avel is the rub of the shul, or someone of stature whose absence will be noted, then he should participate in Simchas Torah Kafis in order to avoid Avelos Befarhesia, overt mourning, which is also another continuing daiter in the Mishnah Berurah. The old Nagu B'Medinos Elu is also the Minag in these places of Ashkenaz, that when see the Simchas Torah, Argus, Shachris, that on night and day of Simchas Torah, take out all Sifrei Torah, Shem Heichal, all the Sifrei Torah that are in the Aron Kodesh, the Aron Miros, the Shishpachos, we take out all the right Torah, Sifrei Torah, sing songs and praises. Everyone, every place, according to their minhag. So we've got the test, all Sifrei Torah, Shem Heichal, I take out all the Sifrei Torah. So the Miyash, the test is there, Rak, Sifrei Torah, Mu'atim, Ein Lavi, Sifrei Torah, Beis Kesel Acher. The shul only has a limited amount of Sifrei Torah. You don't bring Sifrei Torah from other shuls. Yesh Mishnah Matir, others allow it. Yavshav Kol Shalei Ein Lavi Sifrei Torah Derech Haroi Rak Kviyus. Even though during the year you're not supposed to bring a Sifrei Torah, Derech Haroi, only in a kavua scenario of Sifrei Torah, even Derech Haroi. However, Sifrei Torah, even Derech Haroi, Shari, you just bring it in just for the dancing and bring it back. Now, the truth is, this is a whole big shaila. Like, for example, the Shabbos, we're bringing a Sifrei Torah to Tzvas. That's so simple. You just take a Sefer Torah and bring it, you know, to a makom, only for just a Shabbos. What's the hat for it? Ian Shir, if you like it. Chol says the Ode, back to the Rama. The Ode Nagul Lahakif from Sefer Torah to Kalima. It's like Nesas Kemosh Makif and Malulos. Now we come to the idea of the Akafos. The Minhag is the circle of Bima with the Torah, with the Sefer Torah in the hand, like the circle with the Lulav. All Kol Mishum Simcha. All is an expression of Simcha. Sifkat of Yud, Nagul Hakif, Yesh Shemakifin, Shalosh Pamim. Those that circle three times. Yesh Sheva Pamim, seven times. Like a Marshal Arava, Kol Makom, Timin Hago. Every place according to the Minhag, so we just keep going. We have much more than that. We keep going around and around and around. As long as the party is time is going. And you do a Mishum Simcha, Yud Aleph, Kasav Maharik. Maharik says the shame of Haigon. Sherish Desk says the name of the Haigon. Name the Regilim, that's later, the Rakebo, Akilu, Kama the Canaan, the Shasha Oimim, the Lusim, the Matera. Says that this day, the Minhag is dance, even some elderly, some Canaan, while we praise, sing the praises of the Torah. Therefore, you should put great effort into this. Dance, like sing in the honor of Torah. Remember, he was weeping and dancing with all his strength before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said the name of the Ari. Wow! Can you believe that? Bring in Mr. Brewer, brings down the Ari. This is the name that, right? Going to see the Ari's mikvah today. They either al Ari, they were made on the Ari's up. Shamar, Shahamala el Yoyna, Shahisik, Ba, Lo al Yaday, Shahayam is a Neach, Shal Mitzvah. And they would, right, as a Beatus, the Ari said the great level he achieved came to him through rejoicing with all of his strength in the Sipcha Shal Mitzvah. And they also write, Shem Agra, Alagra, Kasu, Gamal Agra Kasu, they were back in the Nail Sefer Torah, the Kofo. Agra also would dance before the Torah, Sefer Torah, all of his strength. Continue on. Nagu, the Harbos, and Kudim Sefer Torah. Then there's the Minhag to have a lot of different people called up to read the Torah. Nowadays, it's everyone coming up to get a Aliyah. It's a Kutim, Yibbeiz, the Harbos, Akruim. This is all part of Kabbalah Torah, to have everyone get an aliyah. The old day, the Yisku Kulam, the Simchas Torah, that everyone should partake in the Simchas Torah. No, I give Likros, Shnayim, the Hamachas, the Kohen, the Kolakhanim, the Levi, the Kolavim. Some places have the Minhag that can call up two people at one time, or a Kohen together with all the other Kohanim, or a Levi together with all the other Levim. However, Yesh Mephakagal says, there are those that say not to do this. Eliyahu Rabbah, Miyashiv, Aminah, Eliyahu Rabbah, goes and he to justify this minhag, when we call makom nachon, adar lechatzila. Best thing is lechatzila. Sheechad yivarei one person makes a bracha. Shai yechavnu. Everyone else should listen. Let's say the chasam to the yotzei the bracha. Oh sheechad yivarei chafaneha. The yotzei chavero. One person says it the bracha before, and he's motzi someone else Similarly, when we call up a an adult with all the children of the Kohen Aharon, Hakadosh Yivarech Anarim Shemu V'Yetzi B'Brachasa. What you should have is, you should have the adult, he should recite the bracha, and the children should just listen and be yotze with their chiyuv. Now, Chaim Kanievsky quoted in the Ishei Yisrael, he says that the accepted practice is for the children to recite the bracha together with the ola in order to educate them, be mechanech them in mitzvahs. Kasav Chaye Adam. The Chaye Adam writes that Nachon Adavar Sheyivcharu Asar Anashim Sheyishmu Berchas HaTorah V'Yanu Amen. So it's proper to go ahead on Simchas Torah and appoint specifically 10 people to actually hear the bracha over the Torah on Simchas Torah, because there's a real concern that there should be 10 people listening and answering, and they would be Yanu Amen and answer Amen. Why? Because in general, people act very nonchalantly on Simchas Torah, and there aren't 10 people listening to the Kriyas HaTorah. So you should appoint 10 people to make sure that they are doing this. So again, Rama says, Nagu Od Laharbos HaKruyim L'Sefer Torah, that you should have a lot of Kruyim L'Sefer Torah, right? The Kriyim Parsha Achas Harbei Pamim. So when you have a lot of these Kruyim, what you're going to have is, you're going to have the same Parsha, of Zos HaBracha, read many times. Harbei Pamim, Ad Ma'ona Elokei Kedem. Up into the word Ma'ona Elokei Kedem. However, Avamisham Bahala Ein Kaiflin. From there on, we do not, at the end, Ma'ona Elokei Kedem, at the end of the Kriyas of Zos HaBracha, that we do not go ahead and repeat. So you just keep repeating up until Ma'ona Elokei Kedem. Why? Shasham Maschil Lekos L'Chasen Torah, because that's where Chasen Torah begins, and that is not a repeat. The minhag is before Chasen Torah is called up, that's when you call in the Chalan Arim, that's when you call up all the kids. He says, we do that from Uladan Amar Ad Ma'ona, Chen Kasav Mara. So that's where you stop from Uladan up to Uladan Amar, and then Uladan Amar you give to the kids. This Kolana Arim, we gather up all the children for that one aliyah, is besides the widespread minhag that we call up the older children individually to the Torah on Simchas Torah. Here, we go ahead and bring little kiddies as well, and to actually call up a child, the child has to be someone who understands the concept of an aliyah. That's what Shlomo Zalman Auerbach maintains.
Ramah. Old Nagu, the Christ call on Aaron Lesefer Torah, the Karim Lehem, Parshas Hamalach HaGoel, the Goyim. So it's also a minhag to call up all of the children known as Kol on Aaron. And it says that we, in the Ramah, that we read the Parsha of Hamalach HaGoel for them. So comes the Mishnah Berurah here, because the Ramah says that we actually read in the Torah from Bereishis for them. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and he says, the Karim Lehem, Parshas Hamalach HaGoel, Alavush Kasav Shebebarchanosam. Al peh pasuk hamalach hagoel. Lavush says, and he states, writes, that we give them a bracha by heart by saying hamalach hagoel. We don't actually read it. Because of Eli Rabba, the Bevarchim osa koidem bracha achrona shalem v'chein minag, and comes Eli Rabba, writes, that we go ahead and we give them the bracha, this bracha of hamalach hagoel, before the reciting of the bracha after the reading of the Torah, before the bracha of Asher Nasan Lanu Teras Emes, you say this and people recite Hamalach HaGoel. That seems to be the opinion. There happens to be also a widespread minug to hold a talis over the olam for Chasan Torah and Chasan Bereshis, as well as for the ola of Kol HaNa'arim, together with the children who receive the aliyah with him. There are some that only do this for Chasan Bereshis, or only for Kol HaNa'arim. These are all different minhagim. Now, we continue weiter in the Ramah. Uvalayla kairim b'sefer taira hanadarim shevetaira. So now, what does this mean? Because at night, the Ramah says, we read the pledges in the Torah from the Sefer Torah, and he says, And each place according to its minhag. So what is this? They used to have this kriya at night of Simchas Torah where they read the pledges in the Torah. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan 15, in the Darim Shabbat Torah, the pledges in the Darim Shabbat Torah. So it says, Hema Parshia Shereglin Regilin L'machran B'chol HaShanah B'nei Atzman B'noid Min Alayan. He says, these are the parshios that we are, or they were accustomed to sell independently all year, and we pledge donations for them. Right? That's what would be done. Meaning, the pledges in the Torah does not refer to the discussion of like the Durim or the pledges in Parshas Matos, but rather it refers to particular aliyos generally conferred in exchange for the Nedarim, for the pledges. Okay? Kagon, Parshas V'yitein Lecha, Parshas Hamalach, Parshas V'yechulu, Parshas Yivarechecha, Parshas Matovu, She'elu Nikro Nedarim. These specific parshios, okay, the different parshios that we're talking about here, the parsha of V'yitein Lecha, that is the parsha in Bereishis, where it has the bracha of Yitzchak for Yaakov, and then there's the bracha of Hamalach, which is Yaakov's bracha for Ephraim Menashe. Then there's the Aichulu, which is the culmination of Maisa Bereishis, when Hashem went ahead and ceased from creating on Shabbos. And then there is the parsha of Yivarechecha, which is the Berkas Kohanim, and the parsha of Matovu, which is the bracha for Bnei Yisrael that Bilam gave instead of the klala. She'elu nikru nedarim. These are what we are calling the parshios of the pledges. And this is clear, he says, v'chein mashma v'magin Avram, simen reish al-bez, is all implied from the Magin Avram there, that the parshios of Echulu and Hamalach are part of the aliyos conferred in exchange for the nedarim, the pledges. He says, v'yameinu, however, nowadays we don't do this. Haminag, the minag is the kros shloch lekavrei the parshas of Zos Habracha. We have three aliyos from Zos Habracha. U'srichin loymar kaddish achar kriya. You have to say kaddish after the kriya on Simchas Torah night. It ain't somchan al kaddish achar aleinu. We don't rely on the kaddish for after aleinu. You shouldn't have a hefsek because that is a hefsek. Meaning kaddish is generally recited after the Torah reading, as you know. However, if it is to be recited at that juncture, in any case, as part of let's say tefillah. So then we don't go ahead and have an additional Kaddish. We rely on one Kaddish for the Torah reading and Tefillah. For example, no Kaddish is added following the Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha on Shabbos, because in any case, you have it before the Shemoneh Esrei, right after you bring the Torah back to the Aron Kodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah here explains that in this case, we do recite a separate Kaddish for the Kriyas HaTorah at night of Simchas Torah, because Aleinu is actually recited for the next Kaddish, and this is going to be considered an interruption. And therefore, we say the Kaddish right after the Kriyas HaTorah. And we continue on weiter in the Ramah, and he says, Od Nagu L'sayim HaTorah Af Al Katan HaOlam. He says there is a accepted minhag to even have the completion of the Torah, the Chasan Torah, even with the Aliyah of a Katan. Even though, even though some maintain that specifically a Talmud Chacham should complete it, because nowadays he says, why is it okay that a Katan could do it? Because nowadays that we have a designated Baal Kairei reading from the Sefer Torah, there's no concern. This is the Divrei Atzmo. This is the Ramah's own opinion. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Af al Katan test Zayin, even with the aliyah of a katan, they had a minag, and you could have a katan getting chasan Torah. So, because the kriya is actually done by a bal kairei, so the Mishnah Berurah again points out af al katan is after kasamu la el b'sif katan aleph. Even though we wrote earlier in sif katan aleph, the ra'i shi'am masayim muhtar b'tayra, it's appropriate to have the one who's masayim the last aliyah the chasan Torah. He should be muhtar b'tayra. He should be crowned in Torah. He should be talmud chacham. Or at least one of the prominent members of the Kehila. A katan can do it. So it's pretty interesting. I mean, it says here there's an accepted practice to
complete the Torah even with a katan. So it's not really the practice, it just means that me'ikir adin, it can be done because the kriya is done by a designated bal kairei as opposed to having the kid come up and actually do the actually laning. The only thing is, it should be pointed out, okay, that you know he's referencing here a Shulchan Aruch, there that paskins that a katan less than 13 years of age, he can get an aliyah as long as he knows to whom the brachos are addressed. The Mishnah Brura writes that the minhag is to refrain from calling up a katan for any aliyah except for maftir, and this minhag is relaxed on Simchas Torah, and we have kintanim go ahead, minors go ahead, and they receive aliyahs as we already saw beforehand. And he quotes here Birka Yosef, who writes that according to the Mekubalim, a katan may only receive an aliyah when there are seven aliyahs, for example, on Shabbos, and quotes opinions of different poskim on the matter. We continue on in the Ramah. They only have two Sefer Torah, not three Sefer Torah. So then they read in the first Sefer Torah, Zos HaBracha, second one, Bereishis. And they go back and take the first Sefer Torah, L'inyano Shalyom, for the Maftir, for the Kriya on the Inyano, the carbon of the day. And he says, this is what is done anytime that three Sefer Torah are needed, and they only have two. What is done is they go back to the first one for the third Sefer Torah that they don't have. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sefer Katan. Yud Zayin, Shtayim. This is what you do all the time. They need three and only have two. And he says, V'ein Nagin, Lalois, Leduchen. The accepted minhag is not to go ahead and duchen on Simchas Torah for Brechas Kohanim. Why? And they did Shchichi Shichras. Because drunkenness is common, and a Kohen who has drunk wine or any type of intoxicating beverages is not allowed to do Berchas Kohanim, which is a Beraisa mitzvah. And since it is customary, and the minhag is to serve cake and wine after the Kriyas HaTorah and Zibos Torah, so therefore the minhag is to refrain, according to this opinion, from Berchas Kohanim. However, he goes on to say, L'yarava kasa shebeprag noagim alois musuf. The Eliyahu Rabbah wrote that in Prague they actually did go ahead and duchen during Musaf, and he says the Yesh Olim B'Shachris, and others actually do it and ascend to duchen during Shachris. B'chol Makom B'Fim Minhago, every place according to this minhag, Yizaru Shal Yishtu, but you have to be careful not to drink. Now, when Birkas Kohanim is performed at Shachris, the Tefila in V'Se'erav, which you say when you have Birkas Kohanim in Musaf on Yom Tov, is not recited as a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, nor is it recited at Musaf on Simchat Torah, since there is no Berkas Kohanim, right? In the places where we don't do Berkas Kohanim in Musaf. We saw from the Ramah that whenever you require three Sefer Torah and you only have two, so you go back to the first Sefer Torah for the third Sefer Torah. So the Be'er Halacha explains that the purpose of switching back to the first Sefer Torah, let's say from Maftir, for the third Sefer Torah, is so that it can be rolled back to the appropriate parsha while the second Sefer Torah is read. And this way the Tzibur doesn't have to wait. If this has not been done, so then it's preferable to actually read from the second Sefer Torah. It's also, for another reason, to avoid the principle and the issue of Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs by refraining from using the one that's already open. This is brought down in the Shaar Tzion, it's discussed. Now, if there's only one Torah, the readings should be read in the regular order, even though this will entail passing over the Maftir reading while scrolling to the Bereishis.